Hello again, everybody. This is Doug Hagen of the Daily Gator Blog with yet another of my daily thoughts. Today, we're going to look at a piece in Salon Magazine. I read it so you don't have to. Someone's upset. They think that they just can't get married, maybe because the terms, the words husband and wife are so, like, sexist, dude. And welcome once again to another Daily Gator Daily Thought. Marriage, folks. Today we're talking about marriage. I'm going to give some dating advice along with taking apart this idiotic piece on Salon. Did I just say idiotic piece on Salon? I repeat myself. There's a young lady who writes for Salon and is getting married. Her name is Tracy Clark Flory. Men, here's a hint. If the woman you're dating has a hyphenated last name, you might want to reconsider. But Tracy writes, "My fiancé and I were going over our wedding plans while tossing back some beers." Yeah, if you're planning your wedding while getting drunk, you might want to reconsider too. "When we finally arrived at deciding on the language of our ceremony." And apparently what is the problem for Tracy is two words. Husband and wife. Tracy writes, "She could barely conceal my gagging sounds." I'm going to leave that alone, folks. I'm not going where you think I might go, you perverts. He said, speaking of her fiancé, who may have a hyphenated last name too, I don't know. He said something to the effect of, "Ooh, gross." Again, more dating advice, ladies. If a guy you're dating ever says, "Ooh, gross," don't just walk away, run away. She continues, "As with many modern couples, we've managed to wrestle marriage from its super problematic history and invest our own meaning into it. That said, we'd be thrilled to make vows to each other without the legal paperwork. Our commitment to each other, not to the state, is what is meaningful to us. It's just that the extra bureaucratic step seems beneficial enough to be worth it. But we're finding that it's tougher to do the same with husband and wife. The travail some people face in life, huh, folks?" Apparently, this person is this Tracy, whatever her hyphenated last name is, apparently she has some issues with her feminism, it seems. It seems that everything is sexist. Everything is sexist. She writes, "It makes me feel like Betty Draper, like I should be fetching his slippers and a scotch on the rocks and remembering to get the roast bird out of the oven. In reality, I've only just recently expanded my cooking repertoire beyond Kraft mac and cheese and things you put in the microwave. He, however, will roast a chicken and make a rustic tart from scratch all in one night. more dating advice. Ladies, if your husband, boyfriend, whatever, ever suggests that he will make you a rustic tart, whatever the hell that is, run away. You're not dating a real man. You're dating a metrosexual. Run away. Tracy continues, I am a daughter, partner, friend, but a wife? I can't help but imagine saying, I'm his wife, with heavy air quotes, a roll of the eyes, an exaggerated feminine cheer. Looking at the etymology of the word doesn't help much. According to Merriam-Webster, whenever a liberal gets into a dictionary, we've got problems. They're going to redefine words. It derives from Middle English, wif, from Old English, wif, akin to Old High German, with wife, and probably to Tocharian B, quipe, female pudenda. Of course, the meaning of the word has since evolved, but certainly, for some men, wife does translate to, this is my vagina. Why is it that feminists are so obsessed with their private parts? They want to hold up women, lift women up, empower women, but yet they keep going back to the basest definition of what a woman is. And then they accuse men of doing it. Amazing the mind, how the mind of a feminist works. Amazing, obsessed with the private parts. But back to Tracy's screed here. It isn't just the word's historical meaning, though. It's a number of times that I've heard men say with maternal resentment, well, the wife wants me home, or wifey won't let me do whatever. What is wrong with it? Why are you even getting married? Seriously, Tracy and her fiance, whatever his name is, just don't get married, live together, and for God's sakes, quit bitching on salon about how miserable you are because someone might identify you, a married couple, as husband and wife. The horrors. I mean, how will you make it through the rest of your life? And what if you decide to have kids? And I'm begging you, please don't. Don't pass your stupidity genes to another generation. But if you have kids, I mean, what horror would the term mother and father give you? I mean, you just probably couldn't go on with your lives at that point. But the term wife isn't the only problem here, apparently, for Tracy and her fiancé, the metrosexual with a hyphenated last name. Husband, she writes, is equally problematic. It feels paternal and possessive. Don't even get me started on the word etymology. On the word's etymology, excuse me. Middle English, husbande, from Old English, husbanda. Master of a house, from Old Norse, husbandi. From his house, householder. As my, well, let's just call him by his name, Christopher, says, the fact that there are different words for the roles depending on your gender implies that the roles are inherently different, he says. Like if it were my married person, she's my married person, there would be no implied difference in the task each person would be expected to do. You see, there is a reason I'm marrying this person. Yes, he's as stupid as you are. He knows as much feminist psychobabble as you do, and he makes as little sense as you do. Married person, as she writes, is awfully clunky, of course, and partner feels stilted. I'm fond of calling him my person. Well, it's good to know you're not marrying a goat, even though a goat would probably be more intelligent than the idiot you're marrying. But then that word choice needlessly becomes a topic of conversation whenever I use it. Is it me, or do these two people think way too much? If you want to get married, you love each other, great, good, I hope you're happy. Just freaking get married and leave the rest of us alone with your psychobabble BS. In fact, I'll solve the problem for you. No husband or wife, no married person, no he's my person, no she's my person, no partners. Just have the preacher, the justice of the peace, whoever it is who's marrying you, just have them refer to you as dumb and dumber. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. I'll talk to you later.